Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to
Israel.
IDC Radio. 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Kol Yisrael.
Hello and welcome, shalom, marhaba, thank you all for tuning in. This is World College Radio Day, and my name is Yvonne Saba, and this is IDC International Radio from Israel, coming to you somewhat live from Herzliya. This is all being pre-recorded, of course, due to the circumstances and the current situation that we are in. Israel is heading into another lockdown, and of course, as we speak now, it is in lockdown. And this show is being pre-recorded, of course, so we can take part in this wonderful world marathon that takes over 24 hours and jumps from country to country, and we are so honored and happy to be a part of course. My name is Yvonne Saba, and I've been doing this for the last 8 years as part of IDC International Radio, and I'm so excited to be a part of it this year as well. We brought in a lot of our students to record from remotely, so a lot of the interviews you're going to be hearing today are going to be Zoom. And of course, great thing, Zoom kind of took over 2020 and the studies and all the different aspects that we have been doing for the last 5 or 6 months. So it's nothing new for a lot of us, and it's kind of made the radio kind of, you know, reinvent itself in a way. So a lot of the times you're going to be hearing those interviews. We're going to be talking to NGO called Eco Mingling on Jordan Landy's podcast called The Good News, and of course we've got some entertainment with Candace Tolman, who interviews Talia Zoroff, who is a fashion illustrator and artist, and she talks about her experience during the quarantine. And of course, we can't forget our very own students. So I've got our very own Jamie Luckett from the Happy-ish Hour, and she's going to be joining me via Zoom later on for the rest of the show, and of course to talk about her experience quarantining in South Africa and studies and just student life in general during this hectic and trying time. Of course, very important for people to stay home, keep your mask on, and of course wash your hands and social distance. This is the only way to do it nowadays, and we just got to get used to it. And we can't forget, it is Global Solidarity Rocks this year, and we are wholeheartedly behind that. A lot of bad things have happened because of Corona, but it's fair to say that there is a sweet side to all of this bitterness. So, of course, throughout the show, you're going to be hearing some Israeli hits and a lot more good news and good music and just a good time altogether. So thanks again for including us on World College Radio Day. And of course, you can follow us on our social media platforms to see behind the scenes and a little bit of student life here at the radio. So without further ado, let's start. This is World College Radio Day 2020, IDC International Radio. Let's go.
IDC International Radio. From Israel to the world.
World College Radio Day.
World College Radio Day.
Bonjour, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
State ascoltando il World College Radio Day.
This is World College Radio Day.
He stole my thing.
He stole your thing.
I can only say it in English, so I was like, I'll say the English part, but Mr. Jingle Man took it. Anyways, hi, how are you? Welcome to World College Radio Day. If you didn't understand, it's World College Radio Day. I'm losing my mind. It's coronavirus. Give me a break. I don't know. But hi, we're back.
Yes.
It's me. Jamie.
So,
And who? You, Mwah. Yvonne.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Long time no song break, I guess. We just came back from a song break. And essentially, like, I wanted to start off the show by talking a little bit about what we've been going through, because both of us had very separate experiences during this pandemic. And of course, a little bit about what's going on in Israel and kind of give the listeners all around the world an idea of what, you know, again, the whole idea is solidarity. And we want people to understand what we're going through so we can understand what they're going through. And I think it's one of the first times in the history of the world where the majority of the planet is going through the same experiences.
Cue High School Musical 1. We're all in this together.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, it's really sad, but it's like really sweet at the same time. It's like, okay, we're all suffering together instead of just like some of us are suffering. It's like everyone deal with this together. It's quite, I don't know.
Yeah, there's...
connected.
There's that like bittersweet moment where you feel like you can connect to the rest of the world, but at the same time there is that essence of like, okay, this sucks, can we like fast forward on this year, it's not getting any better. So at least in Israel, we during the first sort of round of quarantine, we were quarantined for a few months. We had a semester that was all over Zoom. I taught over Zoom. We were at home mainly, and we couldn't leave the house. It was a real lockdown, essentially. There was no public transport. There was nothing going on. We couldn't go out. A lot of places were closed for a long time. And I would come to the...
I mean, skipped that.
Yeah, you skipped that. You weren't in the country even. You were experiencing lockdown somewhere else. In South Africa, of course, back home. So, I mean, I know what happened here. How was it in South Africa?
Like, I honestly, that's, like, the crazy thing is, like, everyone's like, okay, the whole world's kind of in a lockdown, kind of in quarantine, but nobody really knows, like, each other's experiences, and it's really crazy. Like, that's, like, the superficial stuff. It's like, ugh, we're all in quarantine. Let's bake banana bread and make TikToks. Like, okay, we know, like, most people are doing that, but, like, you don't really understand, like, the real experience. So, like, I don't even know what happened during lockdown the first time in Israel. Like, I mean, it's not that I didn't care, because, like, I mean, I obviously love you, and I was trying to get back. Mm-hmm. But you're so preoccupied about like, oh my God, how am I going to tackle the next day in like the country that I'm living in? And it's like hard to even keep track of like what's going on there. But basically, I went home for the shocker, I'm Jewish. I went home for the Passover holidays to South Africa, where I'm from, with my brother and his girlfriend. We all flew together and we were going for a quick little 3 week trip. Ended up being five and a half months and it's crazy. I mean, honestly, like, it sucked because it was winter, it was the worst, and like we don't have the craziest winter there, but what was amazing is I haven't lived at home with my parents for the past like 2 years, almost 3 years, and I haven't lived at home with my brother in 5 years. Like, it's crazy to me.
It's kind of insane.
It was this weird experience of how I felt like when I was in high school and like when my brother graduated, and my brother's also at IDC, so yeah. I mean, we're in this together. But
another radio alum, by the way.
Yes, it was incredible. Like, it seriously, as much as it was like a hard time being back, it was like this time that I never thought I'd ever have for the rest of my life. Like, I really didn't think I'd ever spend that much quality time with my family. And when you're living abroad, it's so difficult. Like, you have the FaceTimes and like you have the texting and stuff, but nothing can like really compare to face-to-face interaction. So that was pretty cool, but also it was really difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was hard.
I mean, as somebody, dogs are the best. I think the pets in this situation really benefited from us staying at home, because they're like, finally, my human is home. Like, or unless you have a cat and then the cats kind of hate you, but that's a different thing. Our pets benefited the most. I have a dog, and the only thing that I really...
I have a dog on Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously, yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges, because as somebody who teaches on Zoom, as a lot of the world experience, having a dog bark in the background does not help for concentration. So it's a little bit difficult. There were times where I did scream at my dog and just had to make sure I muted myself first. But that happens. How was it studying on Zoom over the last semester?
It's really interesting. So let me tell you, we just had a meeting prior to this with the heads of our degree, and they explained to us how we're moving forward. And they can't even say for the next year, because we never know for the next semester. So like, they explained that to us. But basically, as you were saying, like, the whole of the second semester last year was online. There were some benefits to it and also some like major downfalls. So I'll like say like the negative parts first, mm-hmm. because, you know, we want to end on a high.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was hard because a lot of what makes this university so great is the social element of being here. Like,
mm-hmm.
like basically, like, I don't know, for me, I don't have family living in Israel except for my brother, but your friends become your family. And you didn't realize when you said goodbye to them, when we all went our separate ways for Passover, like, I still haven't seen one of my best friends since February. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane. And like, I mean, well, February, March, I can't really remember exactly when, which is crazy.
Who remembers?
Like, I went past her dorm room the other day to check if there was mold in it. That's like something that's really fun that happens in the summer here. And I sent her a phone. I actually like went up to my room and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so sad. So for me, I think like the actual social element of like not being able to physically interact with my friends has been like really, really tough for me. But there is something special about being on a Zoom call where like you and your friend are like next to each other in the blocks and like you like wave. It's very, and like you can tell, I don't know if you realize this, like the people on their phones texting each other, like texting in the chat, and you can see them laughing, like you know that those two are talking to each other. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, that was hard. But from my personal experience, doing Zoom from at home in South Africa at my family childhood home with my mother, she's an incredible, incredible cook and she bakes. So like I'd be in class and I just smell like cinnamon buns baking. And I was just like,
sounds like
a cinnamon bun delivery. And like my grades have honestly never been better because I'm not worrying about like anything else except for university. Like I wasn't having to like, know when like, oh my God, when am I going to go to the grocery store? And like, when I'm going to do this? And like the little tasks that like have provided me with my independence living in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my grades have never been better. Like, honestly, I'm in shock. So yeah. Also, we don't have exams. We've had just assignments, which has been so nice. I learn a lot, but it's crazy. Like, everyone's in the same boat, like,
yeah.
And you can look to people for advice, like, all over. And we started university a lot late, like, online a lot later than
most places, yeah.
So we could, like, look for guidance and stuff. So I didn't feel as, like, scared about it or, like, as nervous. But, I mean, it's not fun. I'd prefer to be in my...
In class.
Theaters with my buddies. But, you know, it does also provide you with a lot of extra time to do things that, like, you never thought you'd be able to do because like classes are recorded. I mean, I'm not telling you to skip your classes, but like
you better not.
If you need a nap or like if you want to like do other stuff, there's like some free time. I don't know.
I mean, flexible. I completely get that. And I think one of the biggest challenges with, again, teaching and trying to keep the radio afloat, I think radio had a very interesting sort of opportunity here during the whole pandemic where we could reinvent ourselves yet again and get people to start listening to more. And podcasts became a lot more popular. And I think it just allowed us to really reinvent ourselves and kind of push the whole sort of radio format to a whole new place. And it's been very, very interesting and very fun and a very learning experience where we have gained a lot more interesting content, stories, and different perspectives from around the world. Suddenly the world doesn't seem so big. I mean,
it's great.
We connect to everybody in a very interesting way now. And it's, you know, this is just another example of that. This whole day, this World College Radio Day, where, you know, we could be listening to a radio station in Japan, and then from Japan they can jump over to Israel, and then from Israel to, you know, the U.S. and somewhere in Europe. So it's like, it's really this sort of humbling experience where all of us are, like we said, and for you know, all in this together again. We can just plug in. Zac Efron is getting a lot of, you know, airtime on the show as well. All this to say that it's been a very bittersweet experience. And as a radio station, we've really given our students the opportunity to do a few shows. So in the next few segments that you're going to hear, we've got students who have done interviews with different organizations on Zoom as part of their podcast to keep the radio going, and of course, to keep their volunteer work here at the radio and to create content and to keep the station running. Even during this time, we felt the need to provide students with the opportunity to keep their radio studies going. So I think we'll wrap this sort of segment up and we'll head over to our next one. First, we'll play a song, obviously. And then we'll hear more from World College Radio Day. This is IDC International Radio. Do not go anywhere. זה זורם בי כמו אדם בעברית שלי כמו הים התיכון הכל כחול, אני כל יכולה השגחה מלמעלה אם משהו לא בא אז הוא לא בא מסיבה לא בא מסיבה ולא מה שאתה תגיד לי איך עושים את זה נכון אם זה זורם בי כמו אדם בעברית שלי כמו הים התיכון הכל כחול, אני כל יכולה השגחה מלמעלה אם משהו לא בא אז הוא לא בא מסיבה לא בא מסיבה
למה שתגיד לי איך עושים את זה נכון לא עושה שריר, לא עושה מכון סימבו לי מפער עשות לפני התיכון ועדיין מתרגש, מזהימתי ברחוב יום יום, אין סתם יום זה שלי וזה לא והכל טוב זה הולך וזה לא והכל טוב כל עוד אימא אומרת שהכל טוב למה שאתה
תגיד לי איך עושים את זה נכון זה זורם בי כמו אדם בפליק שלי כמו הים התיכון הכל כחול, אני כל יכולה השגחה מלמעלה אם משהו לא בא אז הוא לא לא בא מסיבה ולמה שאתה תגיד לי איך עושים את זה נכון אם זה זורם בי כמו אדם בעברית שלי כמו הים התיכון הכל כחול אני כל יכולה השגחה מלמעלה אם משהו לא בא אז הוא לא בא מסיבה לא בא מסיבה
IDC International Radio. From Israel to the world.
This is World College Radio Day.
A day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Radio is like word of mouth that very much influences whatever's going on.
This is World College Radio Day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Jordan Landes. I'm joined today by an amazing company that I just heard about, Eco Mingling. I'm joined by Benjamin and Richard. Benjamin and Richard, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Hi, man. Jordan. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So, Richard, I want to start with you first. I want to ask you a little bit about your background. How did you meet Benjamin? How did you guys kind of come together and get this thing started with Eco Mingling?
So I made Aliyah about 6 years ago, and one of the first things I got involved in was a packaging company from Australia that was doing biodegradable. And I was always keen on the environment. I'd always been aware of waste when I was in the UK. So coming to Israel and being around the beaches suddenly really amplified it, you know, like the problem. And so I got involved with this Australian company. They wanted me to test the market in Israel with biodegradable products, which was a real challenge at the time. This was about 4 or 5 years ago now. And as part of that, I started to get involved with the IDC and mentoring some of the students there. And one evening after a talk, Benjamin and I started talking, and I was sharing with him, you know, the things I believe in. And from there, we started to develop a friendship. And then as Echo Mingling grew, Benjamin came on board.
Yeah. So Richard, I just want to ask you and Benjamin, feel free to chime in. You know, what do you think separates Eco Mingling from other sustainability companies in the sector? You know, what makes Eco Mingling unique?
Okay, so Eco Mingling was really founded based on shared beliefs. I mean, what I missed out in that conversation I gave you before is what Benjamin and I connected on was that we had the same values and beliefs about what we saw going on in in the world, you know, particularly around the environment. So when we came together to with Eco Mingling, it was around communication. So we weren't trying necessarily to be the solution, but what we knew was that there was such fertile ground in Israel. It was so rich with ideas, and there was this new wave of people. I mean, you know, all the students at the IDC that are mixing sustainability and engineering and sustainability and politics and sustainability and business. So there was this energy like that I became aware of in Israel, but it was very fragmented. So we could see that there were solutions were everywhere. I mean, these were the people that were going to come up with all the best ideas, but they just weren't talking to each other. So for me, it became about communication. It was like, what can we do now? So Eco Mingling was formed to become a hub for all things sustainable, essentially, but primarily to bring together the stakeholders that were already invested and already had the either the infrastructure or the ideas, but they were just missing the strength in numbers, you know. So what we really set out to do was, the original idea was to map out the sustainability sector in Israel. What it turned into was our first proof of concept became the IPPC, which is the first and only coalition in Israel that is specifically about the reduction and removing the dependency of single-use plastic in Israel. So, but what we were doing was we were taking the people that were already there, and then we were giving them the tools to communicate with each other better and to find each other and then to trust each other. I mean, so much of what we do is relationship management, you know. But essentially, by bringing all these different, at the minute, we've got all the main NGOs in Israel, from Tzelul, Eco Ocean, Megamar, Eurocar. We've also got the main activists like Plastic Free Israel, Straw Free Israel. We have just such a wealth of people that are all connected with reducing the dependency on single-use plastic. And then we bring them together. We create a board. We help them find their logo. We help them get organized and with their theory of change and strategies. And we give them tools like Trello and Slack. And we then drive them forwards towards their goal. And it's amazing to see. I mean, once these people start to sit in a room together and say, well, we're doing that and we're connected with that. And other people are like, well, hold on, we need contact with them. And we get stuff done like that. It's amazing. I mean, if it's not talking too long, I can give you a really quick example of something that
please,
we did.
No, please do.
Okay, so we were sitting in a room early on, even before we'd managed to put together the board. You know, this was just really the early pioneers of the coalition that wanted to talk. And I was sitting hosting a meeting, and we had the CEO of Eco Ocean, and they work with Adam Teva Vadin, and Adam Teva Vadin are working with the government on the national laws, drafting a paper. So we were like really keen, like, look, how can we get involved, and do they want to come to the meetings? They need to be here. If we're all here and we're going to create this coalition to remove and ban single-use plastic in Israel, these guys need to be in the room. And at the time, he was like a bit, you know, a protective, I guess. You know, so it was like, we were just trying to get updates. And funny enough, he was actually on a conference call at the time. There were three of us in the room. And he said, look, I think what they're doing now, he gave us an update. And he said, what they're doing at the minute is they're about to do this kind of global report. So that Adam Teva Vadin want to understand what's being done around the world with plastic and who's doing what's successful, what isn't, so that they can then look at what to do for Israel. I was sitting next to a woman, this amazing marine biologist called Galia Pasternak, right? She's just a data cruncher. She's phenomenal, okay? And she just pipes up and says, oh, hold on, that report was done a few years ago and they've just updated it. It's already done. So we're like, Eric, so I said to Galia, well, can you send that report to me so I can forward it to Eric? And she said, yeah, sure, give me a minute. Within 5 minutes, I had that report. Within 7 minutes, Eric had that report. By the next morning, Adam Tebovet didn't have that report. We saved them time and we saved them money. And we didn't even break a sweat. That is the power of coalitions. So when you put the right people in the room and you give them trust so that they're comfortable with each other, things fly so quickly. I mean, the hard part for us is really building the structure and putting the infrastructure in place for these people to work. But once they're firing, things are going to move very quickly.
Not for sure. And I think, you know, you really touched on the communication and the trust, and that's really what's putting it all together. And I'll ask Benjamin now, you know, so you were a student here in Israel. And I guess, you know, what we do on the show is we talk about a lot of the good news and the positivity in Israel, because a lot of times in the media, we like to focus on the negativity. So what we're doing now is we're focusing on the positivity. And I want to ask you, Benjamin, what makes it unique that, you know, eco-mingling is here in Israel, you know, in terms of communicating with other people, with being in places like Tel Aviv and Herzliya and Ra'anana, with a lot of high-tech companies around, and different types of people from different backgrounds? I mean, what makes it an interesting play for eco-mingling to be here in Israel against other countries?
So first of all, Israel is called the startup nation, you know? So we basically took on that. We call ourselves eco-mingling the sustainability accelerator. I want to ask you, actually, before I'm answering, what do you think is the sustainability accelerator? What does it mean to you?
I mean, to me personally, I wouldn't say that I'm an expert, but I'd say that I think it like, you know, Richard said in the beginning, that it's very much the future, and we need to think about, you know, how are we in our different fields of communications and different fields of technology going to be involved in it. So I think that's, you know, kind of why I'm interested in what you guys are doing, for sure.
Oh, interesting answer. So we have the two parts, right? We have sustainability and an accelerator. So when it comes to sustainability, and I would like to quote the definition of sustainability here, is the meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their needs. So this is based on three pillars: economic, environment, and social. And you have also the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, you know, from the United Nations, where all the countries have these goals they want to achieve till 2030. And now, basically, the transition, and we as the team community, we think this transition is going really slow. So we want it to happen faster. That's why accelerate, right? We want to accelerate. So an accelerator is giving the environment to people to gain knowledge, to accelerate, to be more knowledgeable and make something better. So this is basically what eco-mingling is about.
That's awesome.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sustainability sector. Yeah. What?
Got it.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan, so just to, Benjamin was just giving you a sort of a brief introduction to how we define a sustainability accelerator. To answer your question specifically about why Israel, it's the people. Like, why Israel? Because Israel is a country that has battled against the odds time and time again. And right now, make no mistake, we are battling against the odds. When Benjamin says accelerator, there's a reason we use that word. The SDGs, I think they've changed it from Agenda 21 now to Agenda 2030. That gives us, 10 years, okay? By all measures, all the data suggests we're almost past the tipping point. You know, it's stage critical. We're on alert level 5, whatever they use for the governments, you know. So why Israel? Because Israel has the ability. We have a network in Israel that is phenomenal. I mean, all you have to do is go into a bar in Israel, and it's not long before you can bump into someone that knows someone that knows someone. I mean, what we've been able to achieve with the resources that we have available with eco-mingling and the IPPC has been off the scale. It's off the clock. I mean, the list of achievements is just phenomenal. And the reason we can do it is because when Israelis come together under one umbrella, one shared blanket of belief, they are able to mobilize and influence and activate in a way that no other country can on this planet. And I mean that across the board. You know, we're a multicultural society in Israel now. Bringing these people together in the right environment in Israel means we can start to send out a different story from Israel, right? Israel, yes, we're the high-tech nation. Yes, we're great at medical marijuana. Yes, you know, we hit weapons. We're brilliant at weapons. Now let's teach the rest of the world how to care for their beaches. Let's show them how to protect their environment with our ingenuity and our innovation, you know? Let that be some of the stories that go out in the, for the rest of 2020 and 2021 about Israel. And it's that storyline, and it's the individual characters that are coming together that is generating reciprocity like I've never experienced before. I mean, in Israel, all you've got to be careful of is being taken for a ride. You know, we are finding standout Israelis who have been muted for too long, standing up and saying, I believe in what you're saying. I love this cause. Let me come and help. And so whether it's Michal, who's this wonderful woman, I haven't even met her yet, who did the logo for us out of nowhere, just stood up and said, I'll do the logo for the IPPC. Whether it's Ariel from a PR agency called Koch & Co. in Jerusalem, who stepped up and said, I'll write the script for your launch video. You know, or whether it's Yifat, who runs a marketing company, who said, I'll step up and help you manage the social media campaign. You know, it's a galgal, it's a wave that is growing. And we're just so proud to be doing it out of Israel. It starts really awesome. Here and spreads out.
It's not only that, we actually, they are basically heading towards making a world record try here in Israel.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah,
clean the beaches and all over Israel. So The major NGOs, including the IPPC Ecomingling, it's happening in September, and they want to get 16,000 people on the beaches in Israel in September to make like a world record and show the world, hey, let's do this. You know, Israel can do this. We can all do this together here. And yeah, it's a major mission. So. It's going to be a fun trip.
This is awesome. I mean, I just got really inspired, and I'll tell you now that I would love to be one of those people on the beach for sure in September, you know.
And it's going to be a historic moment.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And you know, kind of running out of time here, but I want to ask you one more question before we go. I know you guys are super busy. You know, since we're in this COVID-19 period right now, I'm sure that, you know, your communication and, you know, your work specifically here has been probably altered in a way, the way you guys are communicating as a team. What has life been like from a structural and a functional, you know, period of time now that we're in, you know, in terms of communicating, if it's meetings over Zoom, if it's, you know, really just doing a lot of self-work, what has been, you know, the work been like in this period for you guys?
I would say it's an opportunity. It was more like an opportunity. We were more focused. We were brainstorming more. We had more time, you know, for meetings. Richard is currently in the UK. Alex, our other co-founder, is basically in Herzliya, and I'm in Tel Aviv. So we are all over. We also have in America, and time differences and all of that. You know, it really makes it's a challenge. But it really helped us to focus ourselves, and every week it's always like a learning curve, and it became actually like a really great thing for us. And especially also when it comes to Ecomingling and the Plastic Coalition, with the coronavirus, it kind of gave these NGOs and us this new vision of seeing, wow, okay, everyone is kind of struggling, right? And now because we have to unite, you know, that's what, through uniting, we can achieve something great. So all of these NGOs realized if they combine their forces, they can achieve way better things than just going by themselves. And it really, especially during this coronavirus time, they really realized it. And every week, it seems like they really like realize it more and more and more, especially now the world record try, you know, all these things, they're all doing it together.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Can I just add something onto that?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so yeah, coronavirus for us has been electric. Like it's been tackling sustainability or building a business or, you know, a startup, whatever it is, it's all about turning obstacles into opportunities. And the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the opportunity will be if you have the right state of mind. And something happened with corona, like from the get-go, we just went electric. And having all these NGOs not only bedded down in their homes, so the CEOs were a bit more available and we could use Zoom and whatever other means we needed to get them online. But they were also really struggling as well, because suddenly it became much more precarious. Suddenly Greenpeace was in trouble in Israel. Suddenly, you know, funding was a problem for these people. So actually in that space, we were able to give them a solution and say, right, now you need to work together more than ever, and we're going to help you do it. And so they were much more attentive towards it, and we started getting things done for them. And actually, in that respect, with the availability of technology we have today, we were able to really start to amplify their voices by combining, you know, we were the first people ever to join their social media campaigns together. So now they have one voice in addition to their own individual voices. The reach is, you know, just between the main organization is like 100,000 on the social media, or just shy of it, like maybe 90,000. So Corona for us was just this wonderful obstacle that we turned into an opportunity. And it links back into why Israel, because Israel is a country that's done that time and time and time again. So, you know, here's another kind of global event that Israel can use to really shine.
Amazing. Richard Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you guys have a busy schedule. If we, you know, if people are interested in Ecomingling, I know you guys have a website, ecomingling.com. Where else can people reach you guys if they're interested in being involved?
We have a social media, we have Facebook pages, the IPVC Facebook page, also the Ecomingling Facebook page, Instagram. So we're also basically expanding the team. We have a lot of applicants. So if anyone is interested in interning or anything like that, we have a join the team link on the website. So yeah, and contact us, you know. If you have any questions regarding sustainability or the sustainability sector, you're more than welcome to click and check it out.
Yeah, Jordan, we're looking for people to help with communication.
Okay, great. Well, we know a lot of them at IDC. Yeah.
Do you know any that used to live in Florida?
We will do our best. But thank you guys so much for joining today. Have a great day and stay safe.
Yeah, you too, Jordan. You too. Thank you very much.
Lost and found my mind, but only for a moment. All my crimes are safe beneath my heart, and I try, oh I try, to pretend that I'm fine. Tell me why, oh tell me why. I need you by my side, and suddenly I'm bored. I'm dancing in the dark, counting all the billboards and the city lights. I keep all my affection in a paper cup.
IDC International Radio.
From Israel to the world.
You are listening to World College Radio Day.
State ascoltando la diretta della giornata mondiale delle radio universitarie.
Ihr hört gerade zu dem Welttag der Uniradios.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hi everyone and welcome to a special segment starring my good friend and world-renowned fashion illustrator and artist Talia Zoroff. Today we're going to be chatting to her about how her personal life and career life was affected by the coronavirus and how she essentially made lemonade out of this challenging time. All right, so let's get started right
now. Go ahead.
We don't have a lot of time. So my first question for you is, what has been your biggest career challenge due to the coronavirus?
I think my biggest career challenge was really the change we've been having because of the COVID. I needed to really reset all my thoughts regarding what's going to be like, how I'm going to get to the next projects.
Yes.
Of course, there were some projects, like also regarding fashion, since yes. most of my clients before were fashion. And now I kind of not went away from fashion, but just diversified. And I think that's one of the big things, like in stock, same in illustration, being able to diversify the sections to more other industries, you know, like cosmetics, like cars or whatever.
Awesome, awesome. So it's like broadened yeah. your horizons. So my next
question
would be, what has this challenging year of like quarantine and lockdown and, you know, self-distancing, what has it taught you about life?
First of all, that we need to take advantage of it. And that's why, like, last lockdown, I was like, if there's another lockdown, I'm going to go to this hotel, sit by the beach, sit by the pool, because
I love that,
you know, everything. Yeah, it's like, it feels in a way like live every day like it's your last kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly, I agree with that. Actually, little extra note for the viewers, Tali and I did a trip in, I think it was February to
January,
yeah. around there. And we just went for the weekend, but we had the best time. And I'm so glad we did it because it was right before COVID-19 really hit. And now we have those memories to look back on and, you know,
reminisce. 100%, 100%. It was like, I'm so happy we did it because I feel that, you know, thinking like, I feel like in my regular life, I would overthink these kind of things. Maybe, should I go? Should I not go? It definitely made me more spontaneous also because yes. we have to. We don't know if we can plan our next trip for 3 months from now. But also in life in general, I feel that like it pushed me to do things like that I was delaying for a while. So it made me really see moments.
I love that. And now on the topic of Carpe Diem and, you know, doing things and getting going, how have you made lemonade out of this tough period? What have you done career-wise that you wouldn't have otherwise done?
Yeah, so continuing basically what I said before, career-wise, I really needed, first of all, to diversify, and second of all, to do things that I was really putting off and delaying in my usual busy schedule when I'm traveling abroad doing other things. Right. So in quarantine, it really took the time to do something I wanted to do for a while and put together my online store for fashion illustration prints and travel prints of my art.
So basically what you're saying is that viewers can now go and buy a Talia Zoroff original online?
Yeah, exactly. So this is something I've been wanting to do for so long, and I had so many people asking me to do it. Yeah. That and a course. And these things require a lot of time, and I feel that of course, it's good to delegate it, but it was very difficult for me to delegate it as I'm a perfectionist to other people. I really wanted it to be perfect. And before the quarantine, I was really busy traveling from here to there, juggling other projects. And this kind of got missed.
Fashion events. I know that.
Right. So the events, the campaigns for companies and everything together created this really big schedule that I didn't have the amount of time required, I would say, to work on this. Because even though putting on an online shop sounds easy, it really requires a lot of detail, a lot of, content creation, technical issues, yeah, all kinds of really a lot of technical bureaucracy issues to put this together. So I'm finally happy that I did that because it's something I wanted to do for so long. And my next goal is now to put together my online course. So that's what I'm working on right now.
I'm so happy.
And hopefully I'll have
done this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, so now I hope that in this next quarantine we're going to have now, that's what I'm going to be working on. So I'm super excited for that.
That's awesome. You're just like powering through these lockdowns, coming out with online shops and online teaching guides. Look at you.
Thank you. You know, as they say, a door closes and a window opens. As other business owners, I feel that my business was also affected due to COVID-19. And I feel, you know, when a window closes, a door opens, or the opposite. I'm not sure how you say that sentence. So you always have new opportunities that you can take, you can go through.
Yes.
And I feel that this is really an opportunity. So if you're here watching this or whatever, go ahead, do it, you know?
I back you. And as I said earlier on, you made lemonade out of a lemony, sticky situation. My last question for you, which I always ask you because I know that you are very into your morning routine, but can you name three morning rituals that you find keep you sane and creative, especially during like a lockdown period?
Right. So again, so glad you asked me this question, my favorite question, as you know. So I feel that also with the COVID and everything and all the stress around everything, making everything super, I don't even know what's the word to describe this, but I would say maybe a, not intense, but do you have the word or I don't know. Maybe a bit stressful. Yeah. So I'm glad I found the time really to also perfect this morning routine that I also wanted. I was doing it for a while, but I didn't do all the things I wanted to do to really start the day as I would love to. And during COVID, I started doing yoga, meditating, journaling every morning. No, journaling I was doing before, but it's definitely one of my favorite things to do every morning. And meditation as well. It puts me in such a better, different mood. And I think that like, even if you do 5 minutes of meditation every morning, it helps so much. And the last one and most important for me also is working out every morning with the yoga. I just combined.
That's beautiful. And I feel like it's such a good way to like start your day right, get you centered, get you ready to tackle the daily bustle. So thank you for that. And viewers out there listening, take notes.
Yeah, start from 5 minutes a day, you know, every morning. Like,
keep it counts.
Yeah, you can start from like a 3 hour morning routine. Just like do something small and it builds up slowly but surely. Just need to stick to it.
Sure. Well, thank you for taking time out of your beautiful relaxation of a day to chat to us. It means so much. Get back to the beach, get back to relaxation. I'll chat to you soon. Sending lots of your way and no COVID.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Candy. Bye bye.
Bye, boo.
IBC Radio.
This is World College Radio Day.
So, my friends, we are coming to an end here, and for our hour at least, at IDC International Radio from Israel on World College Radio Day. We really hope that you've enjoyed the last hour and the stories we've brought to you from our broadcasters, creating content wherever they're from. And I'm guessing a lot of these shows are going to be up, a lot of Zoom interviews and whatnot. How do you feel, Jamie? What do you think?
This was great. Look at us.
It's a lot of fun.
Really special. I mean, I think it's so incredible that like, much as this happens every year and World College Radio Day is an annual thing. I think this year it's special because, I mean, we're seriously, for lack of being cringe again, as Troy Bolton, just kidding, I wasn't just Zac Efron, we're all in this together and it's very special this time to honestly be like on similar pages as people around the globe and just kind of sharing in this experience together. And it was really, had a great time, had a little chit chat.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I just want to remind everybody who's listening to us, of course, that you can find us online. Wherever you listen to radio or podcast, we are there. You can find us on all different platforms, IDC International Radio or IDC Radio 106.2 FM on Instagram, Facebook, basically anywhere you can find us. We are on social media. Follow us, stalk us, listen to us. We have a lot of content coming out of here, both in English and in Hebrew.
So funny and so cool.
Yeah.
And so sweet.
It's a good time.
We're really cool. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I think in closing, I just want to have some deep thoughts and words. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. It's not that hard. It's not political. It's health, wellness. Safety. Sorry, I got aggressive there, but I just want everyone to be safe. I want the world to go back to normal, and I just want to be able to go record my radio show in the studio with you, Mark.
We want you back too. I want you back in the studio here with me. You are so close yet far away. You're just at the dorms. I'm literally pointing to you outside the window.
I can see you. Hello.
It's right there. You can't see me, but I really, really appreciate people like you and the students and the staff, and really the importance of this time, and that we look at it, we learn from it, we come out of this stronger, we wear a freaking mask because we got to. It's for health reasons and for our safety.
It's not just for me. It's for everyone. It's for
all the people. All the people listening to us. I want to take this opportunity also to thank the organizers of World College Radio Day. It couldn't have been easy this time around. So really, thank you guys for putting this all together. And of course, thank you, Jamie. It was so much fun getting to talk to you and hang out with you, even if it was virtual. It's a good time.
Hopefully we'll be back together soon.
Hopefully. And we want to thank everybody for listening. Happy holidays. Stay safe. And this is IDC International Radio from Israel signing off. יאללה ביי. مافيا رايحة ومافيا رجعة تاني الدنيا سخنة لو يلا يلا بول باي 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 يلا يلا بول باي 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 يلا بول باي 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 يلا يلا بول باي 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 يلا يلا بول Yalla yalla boom boy 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 yalla yalla boom boy 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 yalla boom boy 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 yalla yalla boom boy boy no yalla yalla boom Number one. Isma. خوتي لي عقلي وراسي. نو يلا يلا باي. باي 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 باي. يلا يلا باي. باي 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 باي. يلا باي. باي 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 باي. يلا يلا باي. Yeah.
yamma, yamma.